That is what I have to say.
Okay. Anyone else with questions on KPFT? Bill, a couple small questions while we have your numbers up. The telephone radio lines overage on row 34 under admin expenses.
Okay, a second. I was running into text from Otis. Yes, got it. Telephone
radio lines.
Yes, right, got it.
Any idea?
Why it was zero budgeted?
Yeah.
I think the budget information is missing. It had zero for budget. I don't think that's correct.
Oh, you think it's a spreadsheet error?
I'm not looking back at the original budget, but it has a blank in the YTD budget. And we always have additional lines for the radio lines. Those are...
Yeah. Let's not speculate, but can you check on it before the next meeting? And if you find an error, you might want to shoot Efren a heads up so he can make correct.
Yeah, because that shows about $4,600 for the year's to date support for those.
$10,000 on consultants on line 40? Row 40?
I think we're paying our engineer that way because it's just part-time. I'd have to check on that, too, to make sure.
Okay.
And that there may be some. I know there'll be some additional expense when we get our transmitter for the installation in that area.
Adrian,
I've got you, Adriana. I got a few more things, and I'll call on you. The bank charges on line 42. It's a $6,000. Well, $5,900 overage.
I don't know. Do you know, Adriana? April was really big, March and April. I'm not sure this is it, but there was a several thousand dollar fee for copying checks for a director's inspection. And that might be that. I think it was in February, but might not have been paid until later. Because then it was negotiated down to half what it was going to be. Yeah. There was some negotiation. Our GM talked to the bank and got him to cut half of it down. But I'm not sure what that is.
And there's a big one on subscriptions mailing services. It was budgeted at 5, and it's over by 15,000. Is that unbudgeted fundraising mailings?
Is that under development? Let's see.
Row 79.
I don't know about that one either. Sorry.
And community events expense on row 97 is over by 12,000.
We had a major fundraiser in March, a roast of one of the original founders of the station, and I think that's where the expense came in. It netted about $10,000 or $11,000, actually more than that, in profit. But the expense was higher because it wasn't planned earlier. So the community events income is also significantly higher than budget, if I remember correctly. I'll go back to that.
That's under budget by 1,800.
Oh, it is. Well, okay.
That's row 14.
That is interesting, too, yeah. I'll have to check on that, because I don't think that's correct. I think it's too low for the income.
What month was the roast in?
It was in March.
So all the income should be in here.
Right.
All right.
Maybe it got put into the wrong line item or something. I'm not sure. And like that
Adriana,
was part of that for the transmitter.
Yes. First of all, that sounds strange because the community rent income showed $3,000 for March. And I don't know where that $12,000, because I know that the roast that we did was a net profit. I don't see where the $12,000 come from either. The second line about the $9,000 in consultants. What I believe that we were told that the engineers were now at part-time with all the healthcare and that would be part of the salaries, no part of the... Before, we were told that that was consultants, and now was part of the payroll. That's why I don't know what that $9,000 a day I needed, almost $10,000. The programming service went up almost $4,000, $37.99, and was budget zero. I mean, a bunch of numbers that I don't know where they come from and you'll be needed. We better figure this out before our next meeting, okay? Because this number, I don't know where they come from.
Okay.
Health benefit is going up $24,000.
Wow.
I mean, it's budget 79, and it's, the actual is 1,004.
Which line was that, Adriana?
Health benefits.
Oh, health benefits, yes.
Yes. It's like a 25% increase, according to what was budget. No, more than that, I'm sorry. And I don't know where it comes from either. I mean, I think that we need in our next meeting somebody from the national office letting us know on these numbers where they come from.
Okay. Any other questions on PFT? And Bill, can you go into any more detail about KPFT's plans for raising the rest of the money for the transmitter and where the transmitter project's at?
Well, as of last week, we needed about an $18,000 more. That's about one-tenth of the cost of the transmitter. I talked to our development director again last week, and she is working on a major donor plan. She's actually been working on it some for about several weeks, and I think she was about ready to launch it there. It's basically off air. They're going to be contacting major donors and lapsed donors to ask if they would kick in, you know, extra contributions. I haven't heard anything since last week on that. They were had not started it then, but we're about to, it sounded like.
And is the lack of that $18,000 holding things up at all, or is that money you'll need down
the
line?
Well, it might if it doesn't come in the next few weeks, because the transmitter has been ordered, and it's, I think, almost ready to ship. But I don't think they're going to ship until they get the rest of the money.
Adriana?
Okay. Adriana?
Yes, I have a question. I don't know if Bill can answer that, but maybe somebody else can. We have conflicted information about the $100,000 that KPFA gave us. I have before that was in our, we have that, KPFT, but we were told 2 nights ago that isn't the case, that we don't have it yet. We know that some money that was